tonight. This is a teaching this morning, Sunday morning, 6/5/22, offense versus defense. The Holy Spirit said this to me this week. You're not the sick trying to get well. You are well and enforcing your wellness. You're not the sick trying to get well. You are well and enforcing your wellness. Because so much of the time we're defending, we think we're defending our right to come back. We're defending ourselves to keep our guns when it's already a right. As far as God's concerned, in the new birth, salvation is healing and wholeness. Peace, shalom, nothing missing, nothing broken. That is part of salvation. We already have it, just like we have constitutional rights. And it's the devil, just like the deep state, coming and trying to take your right from you. He can't do it unless you let him. Webster's Dictionary, offense, making attack or aggression. Offensive is making attack or aggression. Defensive is resisting or preventing aggression or attack. Do you see the difference? We need to be aggressive and saying, oh, no. No, you ain't taking my guns. You ain't taking my healing. Instead of going down the gambit, dismissing it, it's a done deal. You can't take it. Instead of trying to defend yourself, you don't have to defend yourself. It's already yours by right. All right. Satan is after the minds of men. We know that. When Satan and his lies occupy your mind, then your body falls right along with it. Say that again. When Satan and his lies occupy your mind, like what's coming against you, then your body follows right along with it. But if you go, going about your business, before you look up and think, oh, well, that left. Psalms 23:7. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. So whatever you're occupying in your mind, so you are, right? It better be good. If you believe you're well, you will act like it and your body follows suit. Pretty simple. Whatever thought that is in the production center in your heart, well, it will be produced. Your heart. Right here, not this, this. That's your production center. God told us to counter this. Right here, this is Proverbs 4. This is the God's medicine chapter, Proverbs 4. This is God's medical book, you could say. Right here. Verse 1, hear ye children the instruction of a father and attend to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law. For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments and live. Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom. With all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. She shall give to thine head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. I've taught thee in the way of wisdom. I've led thee in right paths. When thou goest, thy steps shall not be straightened. And when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. Take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. Enter not into the paths of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. Avoid it. Pass not by it. Turn from it, and pass away. For they sleep not except they have done mischief, and their sleep is taken away unless they cause some to fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the just is as the shining light that sitteth more and more unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart. Their life unto those that find them, a help to all their flesh. See, that's what counters. What's in here counters what's coming against you. It'll either accommodate it or counter it. This is the weapon of our warfare that's not carnal. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a froward mouth, and a perverse lips put far from thee. Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand or to the left, remove thy foot from evil. Here's the process. God's word is the truth, and Satan is the scammer. Plain and simple. Satan brings false evidence appearing real to get you to buy into his scam. When you buy into it, it's in your heart. Right here. In the parable of the sower, we see that most did not make it. We see the conditions of their minds in the parable of the sower. Mark 4, 14. The sower soweth the word, and these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. And these are they which are sown on stony ground, who, when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure. But for a time afterward, when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. And these are they which are sown among the thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things entering in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word, and receive it, and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, some 100. I wrote down here the conditions. First one is stony ground. The seed of God's word could not make a crop. And Satan enabled them for it to be able to be rooted and come forth. Not enough of God's word. It didn't have enough to take root. All right. Thorns absolutely choked out what the word was already in them. What came against them choked it out completely. It was stronger. What the devil said was more strong to them than God's word. Sown on good ground. They heard the word. And they ignored the devil, and they kept on going, and they got their crop. 30, 60, 100. All right? How do we do this? God laid down in his word his will for us to follow, and this is a process to have success and not fail. That's Romans 12, 1 and 2. Renewing the mind. You know, if people don't do that, it's just going to be hard-pressed. It's going to be a hit-and-miss thing. They might get a little help with somebody agreeing with them or something like that, but it's going to be a hit and miss thing. Because most people that I know, and I don't know that many, but their first thing is, let's call the doctor. Make an appointment. Not renewing their mind to the Word of God and what God's Word and Dr. Jesus has to say about the situation, Jehovah Rapha. See, whichever way you hang, that's pretty well the results you're going to have. All right, the one sown on good ground finally got it, and they reaped the benefits of it. I guess the Lord will have me bring this until we all get it. I mean, he keeps bringing me back. I just brought this just a few weeks ago, similar to it. Jesus told the religious leaders and others of his day the way of the kingdom. The way of the kingdom is the way of faith. Okay, Matthew 15. All right, verse 10 here. And he called the multitude and said unto them, hear and understand, not that which goeth into the mouth, whether it be snake venom, metals, free radicals, whatever. I'm telling you, not that which goeth into the mouth defileth a man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this defileth a man. This is a condition of the heart. The heart, the heart. This defileth a man. Your thinking processes. Then came his disciples and said unto him, knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying? I know how you feel. People would rather run to the doctor than to make a little effort to get into God's Word and believe God's Word. This is the way we've been programmed. Or most have. We weren't programmed that way. We never went to the doctor for anything. If Big Mama's whiskey and honey couldn't fix it. Yeah. And he said and he answered them and said, every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. He didn't put that junk in there. He didn't put that junk in your head. Who did? An enemy has sown this. Right? Parable of the sower. An enemy hath done this. He's sown this. We had to listen. He uses this shock and awe tactics. Just look at what they're doing in the natural. Same thing. What Satan does spiritually to you, that's what they're doing in the natural right now in our world. False flag. They're saying that the kid, there was no children killed in Uvalde. The only one killed was the shooter. And the police were in on it. The teachers were in on it. I mean, the teacher opened the door. What's it about? It's to grab your guns. They had one in Buffalo, New York. Now they haven't had one here in Uvalde, and it seemed like there was one yesterday somewhere else. They use the same old tactic. The devil does too, the same old tactic over and over. Just like the COVID. Now it's monkeypox, and now it's something else. Oh, but it's not the regular monkeypox. They've engineered it into something else. You know, same old song and dance. Less and less people are believing it now. You can just, now that people are waking up, they can't get by what they've gotten by with. Now that you're awake, Satan can't get by with what he's gotten by with you anymore. Every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. This is what the renewing of the mind process does. It is getting rid of everything Satan has rooted in your mind through the world system. Out of your brain, or not brain, but your mind, your thinking process, mind, will, and emotions. And it's putting His Word in place of it to where you look at things differently, you think differently, and you act differently. Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind, and if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. Then answered Peter and said unto him, declare unto us this parable. And Jesus said, are you also yet without understanding? Aren't you even getting it? I can understand the Pharisees not getting it, but you're not getting it either. Do not ye yet understand that whatsoever entereth in at the mouth goeth into the belly, is cast out into the draught. It goes into the acid and out the draught. They've even said that snake venom cannot be synthesized that way. Even if that were true. It doesn't make any difference if it's true or not. They have blown so much smoke for so long and everybody's bought it hook, line, and sinker. It don't really matter. It could kill you whether they didn't or did because of what you think about it. Or you can be free from it. Like, I'm not listening to you anymore. You're just nothing but a liar. But those things that proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornication, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashing hands defileth not a man. In other words, all your cleanliness, all your healthy eating, all of this stuff that you're doing is a bunch of crap. That's not the way it works. But you've been programmed that way. Just like that chart back there. Don't you dare eat that brownie or that hot dog. You eat this stalk of broccoli. Or what they want to do, eat them bugs. All right, let's keep going here. We're going to get this. All right. Right here. One of the biggest whoppers the devil ever told to church, God's people, that is that God uses medicine. That's the biggest whopper that the devil ever told. Preachers embraced medicine because they had no power. We were instructed in the Great Commission to lay hands on the sick and they would recover. Not that they might, that they would recover. Jesus brought God's system in when he came. The medical system hasn't changed since Jesus' time. We're going to see this, Matthew 19. It's all about the money. In fact, yesterday, I can't remember who said it, but they were saying, it was Judy Mikovits. She's a doctor that worked with Fauci, and way back she uncovered his fraud, and so he had her thrown in prison. She's in prison for 5 years, and she's had so many attempts on her life coming out about the vaccine and everything, and she said, every single vaccine ever created, it all has the same agenda, to kill you, weaken you. Do they make you dependent on the big pharma system or to take you out completely? All of them always knew that, always hated it. And everything to do with it. And didn't understand why, because everybody else just seemed like, whatever. 18, verse 18. And he saith unto him, which? Jesus saith, thou shalt... Oh, wait a minute. I'm wrong. Just a minute. I'm in the wrong place. 9, not 19. Hold on. I'm coming. President Trump, I'm coming. All right, Matthew 9:18. While he spake these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler and worshipped him, saying, my daughter is even now dead, but come and lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. And Jesus rose and followed him, and so did his disciples. And behold, a woman, which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years, came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I may but touch her garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. See, she had been to the doctors, and she was no better, but grew worse. Everything that Big Pharma has done, whether people are ignorant of it or not, it is a satanic system. It's witchcraft. All of it is witchcraft. Whether people know it or not, know the truth or not, there's probably a lot of noble people in the medical profession that don't know the truth. But regardless if they know the truth or not, the truth still remains the same of what it is. All right. I realize that God will work with people, maybe even say, go ahead and take that medicine until you can believe me and you don't need it anymore. It is not his best, but renewing the mind is a process. We should be letting go of the brainwashing or the bewitching we have received. No, God's word is his medicine. Big Pharma is not God's medicine. The Lord has had me spoon feeding, eye drop feeding this very message for 28 years on radio, television, 101, Sundays and Wednesdays. He said to us to set people free from the strongholds of their minds. So what are these strongholds? That's Satan's kingdom. You've been indoctrinated into Satan's kingdom. I guess it has been the same throughout history. Men began to let go of the Word of God, and then they began to embrace doctrines of men to replace the lack of power of God. Worshiptainment, they call it now. No, we don't have any power here, but we have good, you know, dramas. Got a great band, you know, got good singers. But couldn't blow fuzz off a peanut. You don't need to be ashamed. Jesus said that if you were ashamed of him, he would be ashamed of you. No, what I am to bring here today is the way of the kingdom, and we no longer need to defend that. We do not need to defend the kingdom. This is God's way. Aren't you to a place in your life that you no longer want to answer to these Christians especially? I don't owe you any explanation. I don't owe you anything. God, you didn't call me. God called me. You don't have any right to say anything to me about anything. I'm following God. And if you don't like it, go ask him about it. We need to be that way about the things of God and about healing, about what's ours, what our rights are. The Christian constitution, if you will. The things that are ours, we don't have to defend it. It's already ours by right. We're not trying to get it. Oh, I'm just trying to get ill. No, you're not. You already are. The devil's trying to take what is already yours. Like I said, you can see it in the world, spiritual and physical. You see it in both sides. That's what he's been doing for a long time, and now you see the progression of it. All right. It appears that most of the whole world have fallen into this trap. Isn't that why we find ourselves in the state we are in? This is Revelation 9:21. Neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. This is Satan's agenda. John 10:10. I don't care what label you put on it. It's to kill, steal, and destroy. It's IRS stealing your money. It's Big Pharma trying to kill you. Strong's here, sorceries, pharmakia. It means medication and pharmacy, magic, sorcery, witchcraft. Revelation 18:23. And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee, and the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. If God uses medicine, why is he taking Big Pharma down? Galatians 5 talks about witchcraft. This is sorcery. The reference in my Bible says that witchcraft is sorcery. That is tampering with the power of evil. You know that document I read to you, the Protocols of Zion? It told you exactly everything they're doing. Poison of the food, you know, all the things that's on their agenda. Like I said, whether they're really actually doing it or not, if you believe that, it's just as deadly. In fact, it's more deadly. All right. This is what Big Pharma has done. They have made junkies out of most everyone that has used them. They have used throughout their lives They have used throughout our lives what goes in the arm to poison. And all through Hollywood, Mockingbird Media, they have been telling us what they're doing to us and just having a good laugh at our expense. Well, God gets the last laugh. They thought they got away with it. Think about the movie Snow White. The witch was holding an apple. This is the deception of the mind that has been going on since Genesis 3 in the garden. That was Paul's greatest concern, that when he left, just as the serpent beguiled Eve, that he will deceive you also. And he was right on the button. All right. God has commissioned us to take offensive position and no longer defend what is ours. No longer do you have to defend. It's yours already. When we're doing things God's way, there is no defense. We don't owe anybody an explanation for what we're doing. We answer to God. I don't owe some mealy-mouthed preacher anything. They don't have any right to question me. I don't need to hear all their doctrinal issues, why I shouldn't be doing what I'm doing or anything else. I put up with that a long time, and I'm not putting up with it again. I mean, don't bother me to be lone wolf here as far as that goes. I mean, I'm going to do it God's way, and He'll make a way. He'll make a way for me. He'll make a way for you. But we have to make the decision. We're going to go His way. If it hairlaps the whole government and the whole church community and everything else, we have to do so. All right. It's time for most of or the rest of the people to wake up. I don't know where we are in the timeline, but I feel the need that, you know, I know some are disgruntled because they think, you got to give us more. You just got to give us some more. It's time. You've got to give us something. See, they're not waking anybody else up anymore. It's the same old song and dance. They got to do something. I don't know if it's arrest. I don't know if it's show execution. I don't know. But there's something that needs to come forth to wake more people up, if that's what they're really waiting on. Whether it is or not, I don't know. And I don't know, that's, you know, I don't know their plan. I know God has us speaking His plan. But it's my prayer and confession that whatever the outcome will be that will save the most lives, that's the outcome we need to be looking at. That will give people more an opportunity to seek God and to change their lives by receiving salvation or whatever. That's what we are about. We're not about killing people and taking people out. We are about winning the lost. That's what we were supposed to do, going to all the world and preach the gospel to every nation, to every creature. Okay. All right. God's medicine is part of the divine order process. He does not need witch doctors to take care of His people. Our commission is to set people free from the strongholds of their mind, so they will be liberated from Satan's spell. Like Sleeping Beauty, and let's begin this journey on this. The Lord gave me the story of Sleeping Beauty and how the prince came. This kingdom was under the spell. We've been under the spell for over 100 years. Just like Sleeping Beauty, she had been asleep for 100 years. The wicked witch had put it under the spell, and it would take the prince's kiss to awaken her. Who's the prince? Jesus. It's time for the virgins to wake up. It's time. I believe that with all my heart. All right. Paul said this in Romans. This is Romans chapter 1. We need to be acting with the devil like we are owning the place, and you have no right here. I don't have to defend myself to you. I don't have to hear your accusations against me. I don't need you to tell me, well, you did this wrong and you did that wrong. You can just say, oh, shut up and get out of here. Just shut up. I did that the other day. Just shut up. That's the way we ought to be treating the devil. God doesn't see that you've done anything wrong. And if you have, he has a way of talking to you about it that you don't come away all puffed up and mad about it. If it starts making you feel bad about yourself, then you might be checking in who is talking to you. That doesn't mean we don't receive correction, don't get me wrong. But you know how he does. All right. Verse 16 and 17. Paul says this. He said, I'm not going to defend the gospel. He said, I'm not ashamed. And that's why we defend, because we're ashamed. Like maybe we aren't quite right. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. I'm no longer going to feel like I'm the odd man out because I teach God's medicine, black and white, with no compromise. And we walk by faith, no compromise. It's you screwed up people that are the ones that are wrong. I'm sorry. Because you're not doing it God's way. Don't come tell me I ain't doing it right. Go look in your own backyard. This is the way we have to be. We've got to be so confident. See, the righteous are bold as a lion. They don't compromise. They don't listen to that garbage that's going around. They already know the truth, and they're sticking with the truth. We've been made more than conquerors. Jesus did it on the cross. He stripped the devil of anything that he could use against us. It's already done. It's already written. And so we need to take his stand concerning it. Someone wants to argue, just go, oh, shut up. If you want to go that way and perish, have at it. I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed. I used to be ashamed because I didn't know what to explain about what God was doing in our lives, and it was different than everybody else. Well, where are you going to church? Well, we meet in the house. Come to find out, that's the way God wants it. If you don't like it, I don't care. That's just the way you have to take that attitude. All right. We have to take this stance in our health care. That's God's health care. In fact, the walk of faith takes care of every care. Everything that concerns us. All right? Take no offense at all. Don't think you don't, not a, take the offensive stance and don't defend yourself anymore. You owe no one an explanation. But when someone comes and they say, okay, can you tell me why you seem to just have it all together and you just seem happy and healthy? Then you can say, well, I will. I will bring you that. I will tell you that. But if you come to accuse, come to ridicule, just be on down the road. I ain't got time for you. All right, walking by faith and living by faith, this is divine order. The rest of Romans 1 describes a world out of order. It gets into homosexuality and all Satan going just the opposite of what God's order is. There is no other walk in the Spirit of God that's not of faith. There isn't any. There is no other type of God's medical system other than God's medicine. And I'm not ashamed to say that. Now I know some are in between stages, and God works with them to bring them out. See, we're bringing people out of the strongholds of their mind. They may start out all wrapped up in it, but they're coming through, they're getting out. Before you know it, they'll come to the end of the line and they're walking by faith and listening to God and following the Spirit, and that's the objective. We don't need to defend ourselves. God has already said you're okay. So be on your way, doing what I told you to do. Okay, I think that's going to be all today. I think I've given y'all quite a bit to chew on.